Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. We are heading into ISE starting next month in Amsterdam, and this is my annual, hey, you should check out our ISE microsite podcast. So, hey, you should check out our ISE microsite. You can check it out at ravepubs.com/ISE2016. And although we only have videos posted there right now from last year's show, we actually took last year's top 10 videos and posted them in the ISE 2016 microsite. We do have a number of stories on our microsite right now that are product launches taking place at ISE, as well as podcasts and videocasts that I've already recorded with people who are doing things at ISE, and a special podcast videocast with Mike Blackman. Mike Blackman is the executive director at Integrated Systems Europe, the company that puts on the ISE show, which is a combination of CEDIA and Infocom. So it's an AV show that is both residential AV and commercial AV together. They're expecting over 65,000 people to attend the show this year, and it could reach as high as 70,000. That would make it, you know, significantly larger than any other AV show. And it's also going to be a four-day show this year. So we, of course, will be going to every booth and shooting videos in as many booths as we can during the show. They call them stands in Europe instead of booths, but we still call them booths sometimes. So booth, stand is kind of used interchangeably. But in the meantime, we've already posted probably at least a few dozen news stories and podcasts. And also we've posted a few blogs about the show. So you can check it out at ravepubs.com/ISE 2016. That's ISE 2016. And keep going back. Bookmark that. Favorite that page because we're posting new stuff nearly every day. And of course, when the show starts, and that's the second week of February. In fact, the show dates are actually February 9th through the 12th. So that week of February 8th, you should put that on your calendar to start checking out our microsite at ravepubs.com often, because we'll be shooting videos and posting them up on our website as quickly as we can. And it'll give you a chance to see all the new stuff launched at the show. Again, if you attend Infocom or you attend CEDIA, then you'll love this show, because this show has both commercial AV and residential AV, and it happens, you know, approximately 6 months before and after Infocom, and it happens, I don't know, 4 or 5 months before and after CEDIA, so therefore it's positioned well for new products to be launched there. We already know of some new products that are going to be launched. You're going to see some wireless collaboration tools that are 4K resolution. And you're going to see some new projection technologies get launched there. And we'll talk more about those as we get closer to the show. So go ahead and check it out now, and thanks for listening.